Informal traders around South Africa saying that they're not going to shut their businesses today, as the EFF and the South African Federation of Trade Unions say that they will be marching on major centers in and around South Africa. Rashida Miller is the president of the Informal Economy Development Forum, largely represents the issues that affect informal traders, hawkers, spaza shop owners, informal traders, markets. Are they operating today, Rashida?
Good morning. Good morning to all the listeners. Well, you know, what a difficult situation we are in today. If you understand informal traders, you must understand that they eke out a survival. They need their daily income to survive and to live and to put, you know, food on their table. Mm-hmm. There are many across the country, and I have asked the leadership across the country, you know, about what's happening in their provinces. Many of them have to work based on survival. However, you know, intimidation and fear is something that one have to consider. Knowing full well that, you know, many of our informal traders are elderly women. And it's very high risk for them. But many of them have decided they are going to trade. Mm. But I am very much concerned, you know, watching the news this morning already, 24,000 tyres have been confiscated. 57 people have been arrested already. So, you know, across the country, the informal traders have made a pledge to go to work because of the income. But the outcome will only be seen, you know, with the issues that's happening.
And informal traders generally deal with the stock that they have on hand, have very little, you know, recorded inventory. If today's stock is damaged or stolen, that's it. There's no recourse from an insurance provider to make up what could be lost today. So I'm sure it's a very, very difficult decision for mama who's selling maguenya at a taxi rack, and that is her daily bread. I'm sure it's a very difficult decision whether you take your risk of trading today or not trading today. But remember, tomorrow's also a public holiday, which means the opportunity to get out income for over 2 days, it's going to be a very difficult decision to make.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And therefore, we just hope that our South African police and the National Defence Force has been called in. I've seen all the helicopters on the planes of everywhere monitoring it. But it's a sad state of affairs. Not to forget that there has to be radical transformation.
Rashida Muller, President of the Informal Economy